Welcome to the Milwaukee Public Museum's podcast about monarch butterflies. This exhibit is found on the first floor of the museum. Chrissy Harwood, Jane Fahey, Bill Singerman, Jeff Twitty, and Polly Werner created this podcast with the help of museum curator Susan Borken.
What could we do to attract monarchs to my home?
Well, to attract butterflies to your backyard, what you want to do is provide nectar plants for the adults and plants that the butterflies can lay their eggs on for their caterpillars. So nectar plants for a monarch would include things like butterfly bush, lantana, coneflowers, and any garden store can help direct you to those. For the eggs, the monarchs will only lay their eggs on milkweed, so you want to be sure to include some milkweed plants in your backyard.
Do monarchs come in different colors?
Monarchs basically all have the same color pattern, but it is possible to tell males from females. The male monarch butterfly has two black scent spots on its hind wings that provide perfume for the females, and the female monarchs have a little bit more black scaling along the veins of the wings.
What animals eat monarchs?
Monarchs have quite a few different enemies, including things like spiders, lacewing larvae, and other invertebrates that will feed on the eggs and caterpillar stage. And in the adult stage, some kinds of birds have actually learned to specialize and feed on monarchs.
Do monarchs bite?
You don't have to worry about monarch butterflies biting you because their mouth is actually soft and it's like a drinking straw. So they coil it up under their head when they're flying, and when it's time to feed on nectar, they'll unroll it and use it like a straw.
Are monarchs in danger?
Monarch butterflies are not an endangered species, but their migration is a unique phenomenon, and if anything happens to the monarchs in one part of their cycle, this could endanger that entire migration.
How do monarchs keep from getting lost?
We really don't know exactly how monarch butterflies are able to navigate and find their way down to their sites in Mexico. In the short term, they will use their eyes and detect odors to find their food plants and nectar sources.
Why are monarchs' wings fuzzy?
All butterflies have scales on their wings, and that's what gives them their color pattern. So if you handle a butterfly or moth and you'll find a powder rubs off on your finger, if you were to look under a microscope, you would see that that's actually thousands of individual little scales. And once that comes off of a butterfly's wings, they can't grow it back, which is why it's very important never to handle a butterfly's wings.
We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to visit the Butterfly Garden. Have a wonderful day at the Milwaukee Public Museum.